Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Let's watch one more clip from the trial and see what else we got.
Would you have gone on a date with him if he would have said he was married?
If I would have realized how married he still was, maybe not.
To you, crazy bitch.
But I just met for dinner. I wasn't sleeping with him or anything.
Do you go on dates with married men?
Naturally? Argumentative. I'm going to also object under 611 for harassment.
All right. I'll sustain the objection.
Your Honor, do I not have a right to cross-examine this witness for what she has already testified to?
You can cross-examine her about what she's testified to.
So you did go on a date with a married man?
I went on a date with Charles.
But you did not know he was married?
I knew his divorce was not final.
His divorce was not started.
Okay.
Okay. So in your text messages, you asked Charles if he was a good kisser. Is that correct?
Sure.
Did he answer that text message?
I'm sure he did.
Again, 611, harassment.
I'll sustain the objection for relevance. And hearsay.
Is he a good kisser?
So are you trying to tell me and this jury that you went on one date with my husband and he told you all the details of our lives?
I'm telling you the truth, and that's what I know.
So you spent your whole date getting to know each other, talking about me.
Don't flatter yourself. No, we did not spend the whole time talking about you.
Oh, that's a gem. That's going to be one of, like, at the end of the year, one of the best clips when we should do a countdown of the best moments. That, I think, is right up there. Don't flatter yourself. He's a good, is he a good kisser? Did you talk, again, kind of letting her hang her out to dry at this point?
Yeah, I mean, that exchange got pretty prickly. And what it looks like is Lord Valadebil kind of trying to accuse this, you know, witness who doesn't have anything to do with a murder of being a promiscuous slut or something. And, you know, making her look bad on the stand. And I think the jury is just going to say, hey, what does you attacking this woman's character have anything to do with whether you killed your husband? And in fact, it makes Lori look kind of like hostile and combative, and that's not good in a murder trial.
Well, it's kind of insane, too. I mean, you can break it down further where, like, okay, you're with Chad, too, at this point. You got that going on this side, but you're mad that your husband, who has been talking to police and saying, I'm kind of afraid for my life, she's losing her mind. You're mad that he went out on a date as you're separated and in the process of, I guess, about to get divorced, but he ends up dying before that gets to take place. She's upset about that. But again, it's par for the course with a narcissist like Lori Vallow.
Totally. And you got to think long game here. If you're Lori Vallow or someone in her position, you might be thinking you're scoring these small points with this, you know, ancillary witness. But really, like you said, Lori was doing the same thing. She was committing adultery legally. And so she's setting herself up to be zinged yet again by future witnesses and the prosecution's argument in close.
Does she care, though? I mean, is she fighting for innocence here, or is she just using this to try and settle scores at this point? Or that she thinks she's settling scores is what I'm wondering.
You know, there's certainly kind of a vindictive tone coming from Lori Vallow and also from the content of her questions. You know, frankly, I'm not sure she really can see the whole legal picture and has some cogent strategy going about it. I think she's just, you know, kind of indulging in asking these personal questions of this witness who dated her husband, whom she's accused of killing.
We did have some of the words of demons coming into this, or dark spirits. Atwood said that Lori claimed Charles was possessed by a dark spirit, you know, like you do at a dinner conversation. That'd be a weird one on any sort of date where, like, your date's like, oh, your ex thinks you're possessed by a dark spirit. Like, even if they're a great person, I'd be like, I think I got to get the hell out of here because I don't want anything to do, like, with that crazy ex, if that's what they're thinking. But, you know, they had dessert. I don't know if they did or not, but apparently this took place. And Alex reportedly joked about this dark spirit, you know, killing him. And Lori never stopped him either. So that's what came up in dinner conversation. If anything happens to Charles, I'm going to the police. Lori repeatedly just kind of brushed off that comment that Atwood warned Lori about. Now we're getting into territory where the jury is hearing about demons and that sort of stuff. Where does it go from here?
You know, those are the central predicates for the motive that the government says Lori had in terms of, you know, she believed that these individuals were evil and they needed to be eliminated. And she was on a mission and, you know, she uses these sort of vague spiritual type language, but it starts to crystallize how she may have viewed Charles and why she wanted to kill him. And, you know, side note, that was a similar motive for why she killed her other two children.
And I'm wondering, when or how is that going to be introduced here? Is that only if she testifies that the kids are going to be brought into this, which she could, or can the children be brought into this conversation before that if she opens the door to it? And how would she open the door to it, or has she already opened the door to it?
you know, typically the prosecution has to give notice of any prior acts or extrinsic acts that are not directly related to trial that they want to get into evidence, such as Lori Vallow having a motive to kill her children in this sort of spiritual context. But Lori can certainly open the door to that kind of thing, even absent such notice. You know, when she's talking about, hey, you know, she's probably going to slip up and say something like, hey, I don't have a mean bone in my body. And I've never had an intent to kill somebody. And then the prosecutors say, wait a sec, there was this other trial and you were convicted of killing both your kids for a very similar motive. Jury, do you see what's going on here?
So at the end of the day, is it because it's like a damned if you do, damned if you don't. Do you think she'll testify? Should she testify? I mean, if you were, let's say she had an attorney, would you want her to testify? Would that make any sense? Because it opens the door to that. And I feel like if the jury hears you killed your kids, it's kind of game over.
100%. And you know, it, from a legal perspective, I think her best defense is blaming this all on Alex. And I think you can do that through other witnesses, through police officers, through prior reports, through other communications that have gone in. And that wouldn't require Lori Vallow to testify. But she's sort of, you know, she did that interview with media outlets. She's sort of attracted, it seems, to getting her story out there. And what better place to do it than your day in court when you're being charged with murder?
I'm finding it interesting, the strategy that she's taking, that it was a self-defense, that in her story that Charles was about to beat Tylee with a bat. And conveniently, everyone's dead that was around there to like say this was actually happening. But you do have Colby Ryan, who is still alive and, you know, has testified and very likely could testify against her in this. Would that be a valid argument, or is that more hearsay? Because he did speak with Tylee on a regular basis. Could he shed any light on the relationship that was going on with Charles and Tylee at the time? Because Lori's claiming it was, you know, really not good, and it was deteriorating, it was getting worse, and it got to the point where he was going to beat her, and then Alex came in and stopped that from happening. Can that come into court here?
That is a complicated question. So the general rule is that hearsay statements, out-of-court statements by witnesses, don't get to go to the jury unless that individual, the declarant, is called as a witness. Well, here, a lot of these witnesses are dead. Mm-hmm. And so there are some hearsay exceptions. I believe that Colby could probably talk about the general nature of the relationship based on his observations, but getting into specific statements would be unlikely. And I think that that's kind of a perilous argument anyway, because Charles Vallow doesn't have any history of wanting to hurt children, and there's no evidence that I've seen of that anyway. And so, you know, that just adds another layer of, like, you know, raising some eyebrows with the jury. Can we really believe what Lori Vallow is saying about this case and about Charles?
That's the thing. Like, can you really believe what she's saying? But and it's a weird thing to say. Can you really believe that she's not telling the truth? Because there isn't another person to, you know, change that narrative. Everybody's dead. So to say that this did occur, that he went in to try and save or protect Tylee, the only person to speak to that, I guess, is Lori right now. Other than the character of Charles not having any sort of history of violence, that's a big part. But I still have yet to hear any arguments that really tie Lori to this in terms of the conspiracy. I'm sure we're going to get there. How are they going to tie her to this as it is a conspiracy, especially when so much of the verbiage that was used in those text messages is all religious, you know, nutso speak of it's, we're going to be like, what's the prophet guy or whatever, that they're Nephi. You know, we're being like Nephi, not be like Mike. It's be like Nephi over there. And it's interesting because one could construe that, well, this wasn't talking about killing someone. This was some sort of weird ideology, but the way it was, they knew it and understood it was they were killing people by, you know, getting rid of the zombies or getting rid of the demon or Ned Ryerson. Oh, no, it's not Ned Ryerson, but Ned, whatever his name is, that was in Charles. Is that going to be difficult to try and parse out here?
I think absolutely. You know, when the shooting happened, I believe the only people present were Charles, Alex, and Lori. And Charles and Alex are dead. Mm-hmm. And so we only really have Lori's word on which to rely. Now, the government can undermine the credibility of those statements. But that's the thing, too, is Lori has a potential defense. She can blame this on Alex and also say that Alex was acting in self-defense and in defense of Lori. But that is kind of a savvy, sophisticated legal approach. And to pull that off with limited witnesses and trying to avoid having her testify is going to be a Herculean effort. I'm not sure Lori's up to it.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date, and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap. Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.